Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. Today, I want to talk about something that looks noble on the surface, but underneath, it often the reason we stay stuck. Compromise. We've been taught it's the adult thing to do, that it keeps relationships alive, that it shows we're willing to grow. But here's the truth. Any compromise that requires you to betray yourself is not compromise. It's quiet self-abandonment. And real integrity isn't about keeping the peace. It's about keeping your alignment. Let's break this wide open. So let's root today's message in James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The same is true for a double-hearted woman. When you split yourself to maintain connection, you create instability in your spirit. When your mouth says yes, but your soul is screaming no, you're out of integrity. And eventually, that misalignment will show up in your energy, in your results, your peace, your body. You cannot build wholeness from a fractured foundation, and God doesn't ask you to. I've built a deep relationship with someone I truly believe in. She calls me Big Sis. We've had sacred conversations. We've dreamed together, cried together, and spoke vision over one another's lives. And when it came time to formalize something professionally, I wanted to say yes. My heart wanted to say yes. But when the contract came through, the energy didn't match the covenant. The language felt off. The terms were shaped by fear. And it reflected an old paradigm of protection, not partnership. And here's where the lie of compromise tried to sneak in. Just sign it. You can fix it later. She means well. Don't ruin the relationship over the details. But here's the thing. Details tell the truth. And I've evolved from the frequency that says you have to twist yourself to make things work. No matter how much I love her, and no matter how deep the bond, no matter how strong the belief in her potential, I can't go backwards to meet someone in a rabbit hole I've already been delivered from. Because I've done that before. And every time I compromise my clarity to keep a connection, I end up having to dig myself out of the energetic aftermath. The contract isn't finalized yet. And yes, I still care deeply about this person. But the truth is, when I saw the terms, I also saw the gap between what we're saying we're building and what was being put in writing. And in the past, I might have signed and told myself, we'll fix it later, but not anymore. Because I know what it feels like to betray myself quietly in the name of peace. I won't do that again. I've learned the hard way. The real betrayal doesn't happen when you lose the relationship. It happens when you lose yourself trying to hold on to it. So this time, I didn't explain. I didn't try to over-justify. I just chose me. Not because she's wrong, but because I'm finally right with myself. James says a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. And here's what that looks like in real life. You say you want peace, but you keep choosing chaos. You say you want elevation, but you keep linking arms with people who want to stay in the wilderness. You say you trust God, but you keep shrinking to make others comfortable. I've done all of that. And that instability, it doesn't just show up in your mind. It shows up in your bank account, your body, your business, your nervous system. Because the moment you split from your truth, you create room for misalignment to multiply. And the moment you say, no more, I choose integrity with myself over compromise with others, that's the moment the ground beneath you becomes solid again. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Infinite Spirit, give me the right idea and right expression." Neville Goddard said, "Your assumptions harden into fact." So, if I'm assuming I have to compromise to be loved, or twist to be included, or negotiate my truth to avoid being alone, then life will reflect that back to me as contracts that dishonor me, relationships that drain me, and opportunities that feel more like obligations. But when I assume what's aligned for me doesn't require me to split from myself, then suddenly, compromise doesn't look like maturity. It looks like a trap. Because spiritual integrity means you are whole within. Your yes is clear. Your no is clean. Your alignment is non-negotiable. And let me tell you, I've tried going against myself. I've tried forcing it. I've tried going along to get along. But not anymore, because I'd rather disappoint someone than dishonor myself. So now, let's start some journaling. Let's take a deep breath. Let it out. This is where we stop performing peace and start practicing truth. So number one, where in your life have you agreed to something that you didn't feel aligned, but you told yourself you'd fix it later? What did that cost you energetically, emotionally, or spiritually? Number two, who are you most tempted to compromise for? Is it someone you love? Someone who helped you once? Write it out, not to blame, but to bring it into the light. Number three, what's one current situation where your head says yes, but your body says no? What would it look like to honor what your body already knows? Number four, what does real integrity look like for you right now? Not the version that's about keeping everyone happy, but the version that means staying in alignment with you. Number five, when was the last time you said yes out loud, but no inside? What would you do differently now? Number six, what would change in your life if you chose to disappoint others before you disappointed yourself? Let your inner voice answer this honestly and with grace. Number seven, write your new agreement with yourself. Complete this sentence. I will no longer compromise, and then fill in the blank, in order to keep, and then fill in the blank. Then seal it with, I choose integrity with myself above all else. So now let's go through a guided visualization and some affirmations. If you can, repeat aloud and let it vibrate through your entire being. I no longer perform peace while sacrificing truth. I no longer say yes when my spirit says no. I release the lie that compromise is love. I trust my knowing. I honor my alignment. I am done betraying myself to keep others comfortable. I do not fear the cost of clarity. I walk in integrity with myself, and that is enough. I no longer go backwards to stay connected. If it requires me to split from my soul, it's not mine. I am whole and I stay whole. Let's seal this in your body now. Close your eyes. See yourself at a large round table, beautiful, ornate, expensive. At first glance, it looks like the table of opportunity. People are seated around it, some familiar, some aspirational. There's a contract in front of you. It has your name on it. But as you begin to read, you feel something in your chest tighten. You recognize the words, not just the legal ones, but the energetic ones. You've signed this kind of agreement before. It's written in the ink of small betrayals. Be quiet. Don't ask for too much. Swallow your knowing. Make them feel safe, even if it costs you your soul. This time, you put the pen down. You push your chair back. You stand. You take a slow, deep breath. The table fades. The crowd disappears. And now you're alone, but you are not lonely. You are free. You are whole. You are held by God. A new contract appears. Not paper, but light. It says only one thing. You do not have to break yourself to belong. You place your hand over your heart and whisper, I honor my alignment. I choose wholeness over agreement. I no longer compromise to be kept. I am kept by something greater. Let that truth wash over you. And when you open your eyes, let the old contracts stay in the past. You don't owe anyone your fragmentation. You don't have to contort your truth to maintain a connection. You don't have to say yes to what dishonors your spirit. You don't have to keep pretending it's fine when your body knows it's not. Real integrity is not how well you keep your word to others. It's how fiercely you keep your word to yourself. So if you ever felt guilty for walking away, if you ever been called difficult for telling the truth, if you ever been tempted to settle because it's easier than standing alone, let this episode be your reminder. You don't need to be kept. You need to be true. Because when you are whole, you don't fear what you might lose. You trust what alignment will bring. And when you choose not to compromise, you create space for the things that don't ask you to. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and above all, be rich. Rich in integrity, rich in alignment, and rich in relationships that don't require you to shrink. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.